This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy.
Hi, Dave.
And our guest is Stephen King, the managing director of the Quonset Development Corporation. Stephen, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Great to be here.
Okay, we'll start with some recent news. A Green Corps company is moving a prepared foods facility to the Quonset Park from Massachusetts, and it's bringing hundreds of jobs and the potential for even more employment. Why Quonset, and was it a quick sell?
Yes, to both questions. Quonset, because we have a site readiness program where we can get folks in the ground quickly, I think was very important to them. Also a geographic location so they could distribute their end product down to New York and north to Boston and up to Portland, Maine, and so forth was important to them as well. We've worked with them for a series of months. They were going through a site selection process, and we were obviously in the mix there. And some of the advantages that we had led us to success.
And they're building a facility. That's why the pre-permitting and everything matters, right?
Exactly right. So they're starting from ground up to build a brand-new facility that would be 107,000 square feet. Will house 393 people on day one. Ultimately, they'll have land space to grow to 150,000 and house up to 600 employees on the site.
And I would imagine at first, construction jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the construction will take place between this coming May and through to February. There will be hundreds of people involved with building the building.
Who was your competition for this?
You know, they didn't quite disclose to us who all the competition was. I know at the end it came down to a site in Massachusetts, in western Massachusetts, and us, and we were very fortunate to pull it out.
It's quite a feather in the cap of the Quonset facility, and I assume you're going to use this to go out and sell people on coming in.
We certainly will. We certainly will. And leveraging this development and building on the word that we have, the site readiness program, we can get folks in the ground quickly is the most important piece.
Well, that comes on the heels of Electric Boat signing a new lease, extending their stay there, and actually agreeing to expand pretty dramatically, right?
Exactly. So Electric Boat just signed a new 25-year lease to go forward with us. They celebrated their 40th year here in November. And they're going to grow over the next decade their employment to more than double what they have today.
How big is that new building going to be?
The first thing they're going to do is build a new building this summer that's over 100,000 square feet to create more heavy manufacturing space for the new Ohio-class submarine program.
Right. So they've been working on the Virginia-class. This is the replacement of the Ohio-class submarines, and they've gotten that
right,
work as well.
Right, exactly. So the period of time, they'll be building both styles of submarines on the property at the same time.
Current stage of the EB and Green Corps together, that's about how many employees will be working at Quonset all told?
So today we have over 9,500 employees working at Quonset, and we see over the next year, once these two projects come into place, we'll be over 10,000.
Now, what's left at Quonset? Obviously, it's a big place.
Right, big place. But what's left is really down to about 300 acres of developable property once these two projects take hold.
And are those small parcels, big parcels, a mix? What do you expect?
There's a mix. The single biggest parcel that's left is 56 acres. The smallest is an acre and a half, and everything in between.
What is your marketing process like when you're looking at potential tenants? Do you go out and ID a potential tenant, then approach them, or do they come to you? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. We work with a professional real estate brokers firm, which is CB Richard Ellis here in Providence. They have a New England presence and a nationwide presence. So in this particular case with Green Corps was doing a classic site selection survey, and they were in the marketplace. We got word of that, and we were able to leverage that relationship.
Our guest is Stephen King, the managing director of the Quonset Development Corporation, and this is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
So one of the companies that's been in the news recently, they've signed a lease at Quonset, which is Deepwater Wind. Moving forward, there was some news today about them. It doesn't involve Quonset, but they were, you know, in terms of responding to an RFP for power in Long Island. They're again moving along in the process of building the Block Island small demonstration wind farm. So is there any sense of when work will actually commence at Quonset?
Well, work should commence hopefully within the next year in the Block Island project, and we're going to help support them do that. They actually haven't signed a lease, just to correct that a little bit. They've signed an option to lease with us.
Okay.
So they have an option to lease about 45 acres in the business park for the large offshore wind project that you mentioned they're pursuing this power purchase agreement in Long Island on. That's a key element, obviously. If they can get that agreement to sell the power, I think that sets the stage for them to pursue the project in more earnest than they have been.
Now, do you see any ancillary businesses to Deepwater Wind if that project goes forward there, or are they going to be self-contained?
I think they'll be self-contained. There's obviously a lot of different construction folks that will have to come to the site to man the project from different aspects of it, whether it's laying cable or guys with marine vessels, marine contractors, welders, and those type of fabricators. That'll all come together. But I don't see any manufacturing per se on the site other than the assembly of maybe the foundation components and the handling and outfitting of the wind towers and so forth.
I'm interested more in the policy of making sure prospective tenants or incoming tenants have total site preparation. What is that?
Right. So, we recognize the economy was a little slow back in 08, and I developed a program to look at all the real estate we had left in the business park to get it in a site-certain ready state. So we hired an engineering firm, and we developed engineering designs for all the available real estate. We did all the due diligence that a real estate developer would otherwise do, looking at the environmental conditions, the soil conditions, availability utilities, what have you. And we documented all that into a binder for every site. And then we teamed up with DEM and CRMC, who were great partners with us, to help us pre-permit the sites. So we actually have all the permits in hand for each of these sites. So if someone comes to build a project that fits in the footprint of one of these sites that's all laid out, they can start immediately.
Not exactly a turnkey, but
it's as close as you can get.
Yeah. Are the permits for different kinds of uses then, too? You have to go through that?
The permits are all just the from a stormwater perspective, the site development style permits. We looked at general industrial use that matches what's in our master land use plan for the business park. Mm-hmm. So there may be some other air permits or some other type of permit this particular business would need.
The last time we spoke on this segment, developing the shipping channel into Davisville and Quonset was a top priority. The channel was being deepened. How's that been working out?
I'm happy to report that the work is all done. We completed that work last winter, got it in under budget, so it was less than we thought, and it's been very good. So the ships now are arriving with some more cargo on them than they could have in the past. We now have 32 feet of depth on dockside at Davisville.
Does that mean a greater attraction for international commerce?
We're obviously very strong in the auto logistics segment, and it keeps us a strong player in that segment. We recently, our processor got a contract with Honda to bring Hondas in. So on March 27th, we expect the first load of Hondas to arrive, which adds to the mix of companies that are already at the port.
Now, GreenCore, we'll go back to what we started at, right? So GreenCore, are they going to use truck? Do they use rail? Do they use ship?
Right, so they just use truck traffic. Obviously, their product has a very limited shelf life. They're making sandwiches and prepared foods, salads and yogurt parfaits and those type of things. So they only have a 2 to 3 day shelf life. So whatever they produce in a day gets shipped out same day. And that was the other point of why Quonset was important. You know, we talk a lot about being strategically located between the Boston and New York market, which we are, so they can deliver those products on time.
So they can be on I-95 in a matter of minutes.
Absolutely.
When are you going to get the Department of Transportation to fix the Route 495 right. intersection? I live down there. It's a mess.
We understand the issues there, obviously. It's never really comes up. The companies don't really complain about it. Obviously, the trucking companies that haul the cars don't complain about it. It would be more efficient if we had a direct connection, but given all the challenges we have with transportation infrastructure in Rhode Island, I don't know if that makes the top of the list. So we're hopeful.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there. Our guest was Stephen King, Managing Director of the Quonset Development Corporation. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy at Providence Business News.
Great as always, Dave.
Okay, I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.